This is Earth and Sky on the subject of trees in the city.
We spoke with Greg McPherson at the Western Center for Urban Forest Research in Davis, California. He and his colleagues traveled to different cities specifically to study their trees. They determine the most common trees growing along city streets in different areas. They record when the trees were planted and their sizes. By collecting information on urban trees, these scientists can begin to calculate the value of trees in particular urban areas.
For example, in San Joaquin, California, McPherson found that a typical front yard tree can shade its nearby home so well that it saves residents $30 in summertime air conditioning. That's about 9% of the total annual air conditioning cost. The same tree also absorbs 10 pounds of both particulate and gaseous pollution from the air each year. And it cleans 330 pounds of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere by sequestering it in its own woody flesh.
McPherson thinks that trees have been seen as static, like museum pieces, rather than as living, changing co-inhabitants of our cities.
But he said that's changing. We're learning more about trees, he said, and becoming more appreciative of their social, psychological, recreational, ecological, and environmental benefits. Special thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service. I'm Joel Block with Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.